Hey everyone, Susan Michonne here, the Techie Mentor and host of the VA Tips, Tricks, and Advice podcast, where I share all things VA in bite-sized episodes without any fluff or filler, just the stuff that gets results. Join me as we embark on the VA freedom journey together, escaping soul-sucking jobs and mastering the skills that empower true freedom. It's time to break free and build a life on your terms. So let's dive in. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today's topic is all about something I'm calling client adjectives. So let me explain to you what I mean by this. So if you have clients now, or even if you have worked in the past in any way, shape, or form, I'm sure that there were words or adjectives that either clients or coworkers or bosses used to describe you and your traits. And these things are really gold when it comes to marketing your business, just your overall marketing message, but also sprinkling these adjectives into maybe the names of your packages or your offers or even the name of your business. So client adjectives, you can think of them as adjectives used to describe you, the traits that most people would say, oh, you know, that person is very detailed or very organized. Those are the types of words that you're looking for. And again, the reason for this is because this is marketing gold. This is what sets you apart from others. And this is also what adjectives people have used to describe you and who you are and maybe how you work. So the goal here is for you to figure out what your adjectives are. So again, I'm calling it client adjectives here. So you don't have clients. I'm sure you have family, friends, and coworkers that have used adjectives to describe you. Now, obviously we're looking for the positive here. You know, you could certainly use ADD or ADHD, because I certainly am an ADHD person and I'm certainly an overthinker. And I use those adjectives because I know there are others out there that have those same traits, gifts, as you want to think of them that way, that I do, and they can relate to, you know, how I go about doing things. So client adjectives is just kind of a broad term for adjectives used for you by people who know and maybe have worked with you in some way, shape, or form. So the goal is for you to find out what your adjectives are. That's step number one, because then we're going to look at how do we use this information to put it in our marketing messages. And then you can really have fun with it. I mean, you could use it in a business name or brand. You could use it in names of your packages and services. You can use it so many different ways. So let me give you a few of my adjectives that have been thrown my way for as long as I can remember. A lot of these are from students and clients. So the biggest one to me is no fluff and to the point. I'm one of those people that I don't like to beat around the bush. Just tell me what you need so we can get on with our day. So I'm very no fluff, to the point, but I'm also very detailed. That's what made me such a great project manager, because I was very detailed and organized. And I'm somebody who loves systems. A few others would be helpful, caring, supportive, and knowledgeable. So these are all adjectives that have been shared with me over the life of my career, but also within my business. And I think the ones that I really focus on are no fluff and to the point. So as listeners of my podcast, you know, that's in my podcast episodes. That's also in the name of my podcast. Everything is no fluff and to the point, just the stuff that gets results. And that's what you're looking for. And it doesn't have to be a huge list. It can be a short list and things that really resonate with you. As I said, I also use ADD. I also use overthinker and recovering perfectionist. Those are adjectives that I assign to myself because that's me. And once again, it helps people understand me, and also helps people say, oh yeah, okay, I have that too. So she really kind of understands me. It's all about understanding your client base. So that's why these are gold. So how do you find out? Ask people, right? Ask, if you're still working, ask your coworkers, ask your boss. And then if you have clients, ask them. You can shoot them a little message that, again, the no fluff. Just ask them, hey, if you could describe me in a few adjectives, what would you say? Ask if you have people that work with you. Ask them. I mean, I actually asked this question a few years ago, and I have asked it of the people that are on my team as well, and I get the same adjectives, which is great because that's what really what I'm going for, and that's who I am at my core. So that's what you want to do, is reach out to, you can even reach out to friends, colleagues, collaborators, coworkers, clients, bosses, And get a short list of adjectives. And then you could pick the ones that really resonate with you. And those are the ones that you're going to want to start putting into your marketing. Now, what does it mean when put into your marketing? So a lot of times you have, your social media profiles. You want to sprinkle those adjectives in there because what that does is it helps draw those clients to you that are attracted to you and your message. And by using these adjectives, it weeds out everybody who isn't a fit for you and draws those people who are. Because I get more comments on my podcast that say, thank you for short, sweet, and to the point. Because if you're like me, I don't have 20 minutes for a podcast. I just want short, sweet, and to the point. And so that's why I created my podcast the same way. And so think of it that way. Sprinkle it in your social media profiles, sprinkle it in your message, sprinkle it in your branding. And this is where AI can help you. If you give it some ideas of what your adjectives are and tell it what you want to use it for, it can help you with coming up with ideas how to use this. And it really does make a difference, especially if you're struggling for what to say, who you are, what you do. This is where those adjectives can really start, setting you apart from the crowd, so to speak. So, first thing, ask, find out what your adjectives are. Feel free to add your own as well, like I did. And then head over to AI, whatever your AI platform that you use. I'm a fan of ChatGPT, and have it help you come up with ideas of how to use these adjectives in your marketing, for your profiles, for your about page, for even packaging names and even branding information. All of this can be something that can really help you and set you apart. So I hope this has been helpful. Your action item again is to find out what your adjectives are and then head over to AI and have it help you come up with ideas on how to use that. Trust me, this is really going to help set you apart. So thanks for listening and I'll see you next time. Hey, thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please consider subscribing for more bite-sized insights. And remember, challenges are just opportunities in disguise. Don't give up. You're closer than you think. See you next time.